ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia, Lesson 7. This Japanese lesson will put a grin on your face.
Konnichiwa, Natsuko desu. Hi everyone, this is Natsuko.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
So desu ne, that's right. We're studying Japanese onomatopoeia. Gionggo and Gitaigo.
Now, onomatopoeia is the formation of a word from a sound associated with what it is named. Examples in English include words like
crash and splash.
The sounds of the word imitate the meaning. Also, many animal sounds are onomatopoeia. For example,
bow wow and neigh.
Now, Natsuko-san, Japanese has tons of onomatopoeia.
Right.
So if you're going to take your Japanese to the next level, you need to become familiar with as many of them as you can.
Japanese onomatopoeia is not only useful, it's also fun.
So, we hope you'll enjoy this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. In the previous lesson, we learned about the onomatopoeia that describes laughter.
Oh, yes. Kusu kusu and gera gera, as in gera gera warau.
To laugh loudly.
And kusu kusu warau.
To chuckle. So, when you're watching a comedy show at your home, you would probably
ゲラゲラ笑います
laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're watching a comedy show on iTunes, on the train, you would
多分クスクス笑います
maybe chuckle. Now, in this lesson, we're going to learn about the onomatopoeia that describes grin or smile.
Mm-hmm.
Today's onomatopoeia expression is
ニコニコ and ニヤニヤ。
Now, we can't translate them without context.
Yes.
So, Natsuko-san, can we hear them in context?
Sure. なんでニコニコ笑っているの？なんかいいことあったの？
Why are you smiling? Something good happen?
なんでニヤニヤ笑ってるの？なんか企んでいるの？
Why are you smirking? Are you plotting something? Or are you up to something? Now, ニコニコ refers to a broad grin accompanied by happiness. And, of course, it contains positive connotation, whereas niya niya refers to a sinister smile or grin and is inferring that the person is hiding unseemingly pleasure or a scheme.
ずいぶん違いますよね。 So the nuance is really different.
Very different. But both niko niko and niya niya are usually used with
笑う
to laugh or
する
to do. For example,
ニコニコ笑う or ニコニコする
and they both mean to smile. Now, just kind of want to point out here quick. When you look in the dictionary, 笑 means to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means
to smile.
So sometimes someone will say to you, なんで笑ってる?
Mm-hmm.
Which could mean, depending on context, why are you laughing or why are you smiling?
Yes.
So let's take a look at the other onomatopoeia we covered.
ニヤニヤ笑うニヤニヤする。
And they both mean to smirk.
We sometimes use the shorter version, which is ニコッと or ニヤッと。
When you say ニコッと or ニヤッと, it means someone smiles or smirks only once for a short moment. Whereas repetitive onomatopoeia, such as ニコニコ or ニヤニヤ, indicates a continuous action or state.
Yes, right.
Can we have a sample sentence?
警官は一瞬ニコッとしたが、またすぐに怖い顔になった。
The police officer flashed a smile, but he soon put on a serious face. So, just for a second.
Yes.
Very interesting. I didn't even know about this usage.
Oh, really?
ニコッと。
ニコッと。
Natsuko-san.
はい。
Speaking of grin, I've heard ニタニタ and ヘラヘラ。
ああ、はいはい。As in ニタニタ笑う and ヘラヘラ笑う。
Right. Now, my question is this. What's the difference between ニコニコ、ニヤニヤ、ニタニタ、and ヘラヘラ?
That's a good question. ニコニコ is a nice smile. And ニヤニヤ and ニタニタ are pretty similar. Both mean to smirk.
Ah.
And they don't give people nice feelings. And hera hera, that could be a grin, but also it could be a laugh. And it could be used to describe a vague or meaningless grin.
Hera hera could mean the grin or smile some people wear when they're embarrassed?
Yes, it can be used.
Okay, so I think we can best illustrate this with an example. Natsuko-san, what do you think?
例えば、ピーターは先生に怒られたが、ヘラヘラ笑っていた。
Huh? Translation, although Peter was scolded by the teacher, he was grinning.
So he's showing no remorse.
Pretty accurate sample sentence. So you don't think there's anyone who likes a nia nia grin?
I think so.
Okay, let's recap the words we looked at today. And we're going to do this with sample sentences.
That's good. The first word is ニコニコ。佐藤さんはいつもニコニコしていて感じがいい。
Literally, Mr. or Ms. Sato always has a smile on his or her face and is so congenial. In natural English, Mr. Ms. Sato is always smiling and it's nice. And what's the second word?
ニヤニヤ。鈴木さんと田中さんが私の方を見ながらニヤニヤしている。感じが悪い。
Mr. Suzuki and Mr. Tanaka are looking at me and grinning. And it makes me feel uncomfortable. Okay, Natsuko-san, just to recap quick. In this lesson we learned...
Niko Niko and Nia Nia.
Natsuko-san wa Niko Niko shita hito to Nia Nia shita hito dochira ga suki desu ka? Like, Natsuko-san, which do you like better? A person who has a Niko Niko grin or Nia Nia grin?
Nia Nia shite ru hito no hou ga suki っていう人はいないと思います。
So you don't think there's anyone that has a nia nia grin?
I think so. Because, you know, the difference is whether you feel nice about that smile or not.
I guess we could kind of translate this. Do you like, you know, happy people or do you like dark, sinister
dark?
People?
Yes, it's just that nia nia warai doesn't make people feel nice or comfortable. For example, do you know the Alice in Wonderland story?
Of course.
And a Cheshire Cat with a grin?
Yeah, yeah.
That disappears and only the grin
remains.
Remains. I remember that was translated into Japanese as Nia Nia Warai. So it's not, you know, really that serious. Like, you know, something distasteful. But it's like more kind of uncomfortable or something strange. Strange smile.
Okay. That's all for today. Now be sure to stop by the website and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of this lesson. Also on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons. With a basic or premium membership, you can access all the audio and lesson notes from this series and every other series. You can find out more information by visiting JapanesePod101.com.
それではまた今度。